Well, thank you again for everybody contributing to this meeting and for being here. I hope you have had time to take a look through this excellent booklet that reports on all the many activities and areas of our work here at Elmswell. It came out of a desire, really. We had some very good spoken reports last year, but they did add to the time in the meeting, and I thought it would be good to have them in writing so we could read at our leisure. And as it happened, it gave the opportunity to include the whole breadth of the activities that go on here. And I find this very encouraging indeed. We're a very active church with so much great stuff going on. I really therefore want to start by saying a big thank you to everybody who works so hard to make St John's what it is. There are so many people who work tirelessly. We have very faithful musicians in our band and music group. We've already spoken about our excellent organists. And I do particularly want to mention David. He has been a wonderful organist over the years, and our prayers, of course, remain with him as he's now unable to play the organ for us. We have a dedicated choir who lead us in our praises to God. And then, of course, they're the people who make the church look so neat and tidy each week. The cleaners, those who arrange the flowers, the site people setting up. We've just heard that some of you serve by sitting on the Deanery Synod, some of you are on the PCC, and of course we have excellent children's work here, Bubbles, Explorers, Pathfinders, Cypher. And another special thank you to everybody who worked so hard in 2014 with our summer and Christmas fairs. We've heard how valuable they were to fundraising, but also, as you'll hear later, for our hospitality and mission. The Holiday Club, the Poppy Festival, the Light Party, the Autumn Concert. We've had special services last year. Healing services, Mothering Sunday, Harvest, the Time to Remember service, where people could come in November and light a candle for a loved one. Remembrance Sunday, Christingle, traditional and children's carol services, CPS and CMS Sundays, and so on. So I really cannot thank you all enough. Thanks most of all must go, of course, to our church wardens. Thank you, Graham and John, who is here with us in spirit. They always seem to be doing some task relating to the church, both day-to-day in its running, and we've just heard the Fabric report as well. They do a marvellous job. Additionally, Graham, thank you as treasurer for working particularly hard. And of course, thanks to Margaret and to Celia who support them. I must also say that I'm very grateful to Jean and Derek Folkart, who are very faithful workers here also. Jean being PCC secretary, constantly scribbling away in PCC meetings and APCM meetings. She also arranges orders of services, various rotas and so on. Derek organises and prints the notice sheets. And when they're not doing all of that, you always find them probably somewhere in the church beavering away. There are many other activities and many other people working very hard here. And as I say, our parish review booklet shows what a great community. I was about to wave you the time and talents. I'll wave you that in a minute. This booklet just shows how much is going on here. Please do take time to read this if you've not already done so. I am really encouraged by all that God is doing here. So time to wave the time and talents. Thank you for everybody who's filled one of these in. There's still time to fill them in if you haven't. But this really is a reminder that we are the body of Christ. Jesus calls each and every one of us to use our skills to help the body corporate. As I say, we're waiting for a few more forms to come in. But having a register of where people are willing and able to help out will enable us to flourish even more as a church. And it is a statistical fact, people have done research, as well as it being good theology, that where tasks in the church are shared out and rotated, their churches grow. And that then really brings us on to what I'd like to spend my time doing today. I'm going to run through our goal, vision and strategy at St John's, and to see how all that we did last year and continue to do fits in with them. So what is our goal here at St John's? Why do we exist and what do we want to achieve? Well, our goal, quite simply, is to know Christ and make him known. At the heart of it, that is what it means to be a Christian. And I'd like to invite you to get all very familiar with that phrase. It's easier to remember than the longer mission statement. To know Christ and to make him known. If anyone asks you what we're about at St John's, that's the answer. We're about knowing Christ and making him known. And therefore, everything that we do here really should be fitting in with this goal. Now, last year, the diocese communicated its vision, and I wholeheartedly support that, because it fits in perfectly with what we're seeking to do. The diocese are asking Suffolk churches to proactively seek to grow in four areas. So first up there in the corner, they want us to be growing in depth. This is a call for us to grow deeper and to allow the call of Christ to impact every area of our life. And this fits with the first part of our goal, namely to know Christ. Secondly, at the bottom there, growing in number. The desire is to reverse the decline of church attendance in Suffolk and call more people into God's kingdom. This is the second half of our goal, isn't it? To make Christ known. Thirdly, down here, the diocese recognises the need for congregations to grow younger. That is not to say that older people are less important. Of course not. Again, it's just a fact that if you look statistically, congregations are getting progressively older. It is therefore a priority for us to reach out and build up younger folk as well as older folk. Now, I really don't think we do too badly here in Elmswell. We have a wide range of ages, but I think we still need to work hard at reaching out to those in their teens, their 20s and their 30s. They are underrepresented. And this will mean continuing to change in order to fulfil that call. And I do understand that change can be difficult for some of us. But if we are to be faithful servants of Christ, well, then we must do what we need to do if we're to reach out to the next generation. If we see ourselves as faithful servants of Christ, we should be prepared to do whatever that takes. Finally, up in the top corner, growing in influence. Our theme verse is Matthew 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. So Christians are called to have a positive and caring influence on the surrounding culture. I'm delighted that we've started to support the Stowmarket Food Bank. This is just one way we can be a blessing to our local community. And I do thank you for all your generous gifts. That red box is constantly getting full. Thank you. Unfortunately, the need is great, but our gifts go a long way to helping that need. So that's the diocesan vision. And as I said, it fits in very well with our goal to know Christ and make him known. So how do we achieve our goal and the diocesan vision? Well, this brings us to our strategy, which I hope you remember. Do you remember the four streams? There they are. The four streams, which represent different aspects of our work here. Stream number one is all about how we can be built up in faith as a congregation. And it parallels this growing in depth that the diocese talk about. This stream then is all about helping people who are already in the church to grow deeper in their faith. We're talking about discipleship here, what it means to follow Jesus Christ. So how did we do on this stream last year? Well, the most important part of stream one, I guess, is the preaching. Now, I really don't want the sermons here to be the rector's rambling thoughts. That would be dreadful and most unhelpful. No, I am called to open up and expound the scriptures, which is what I try to do with the Spirit's help. And God's word is described as the sword of the Holy Spirit. It is how God transforms us to be more like Christ. So God speaks to us when his word is faithfully preached, which is why I encourage you to have Bibles open as we go through our sermons, because when we engage with the word of God, we hear the voice of the living God. It's important, of course, to be fed from all parts of scripture. So last year we had four main preaching series. We began, if you remember, with I'm Glad You Asked That, where we looked at many of the big questions of life and Christianity. From who is Jesus to what is prayer, to life after death. After Easter, we looked at the first few chapters in Acts of the Apostles. Then, in the summer, we had an all-age series, great fun, Dare to be a Daniel, looking at that wonderful Old Testament prophet. Then, in the autumn, we looked at Revelation, the letters to the seven churches. But it's not just our preaching. We're also built up in the faith through God's word and through friendship and prayer in our small groups. And last year saw two new home groups start. I always encourage you to join one, as you know, because there we encounter the living God. Another new initiative is called Coffee Break on Mondays. That also started. Great opportunity to simply drop into the rectory for a cuppa, and there's a short thought for the day there. Stream one also includes our prayer life. Without prayer, nothing can be achieved. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, God reminds us that it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Can I encourage you, therefore, to come to our regular prayer meetings held every other Saturday morning, often here in the chapel or, if it's cold, in the church room at the back. We meet at 9 a.m. just for 40 minutes or so. But that gives us the opportunity to thank and praise God for his faithfulness, to bring the needs of the world and the community to him, and to seek his guidance. And I believe we're getting a lot of direction from God through those times. It's where we think up new initiatives sometimes as we pray to God. Let me briefly mention other aspects of our prayer life, though. Last year saw us start up the prayer chain. Thank you to Lisa for doing that. Don't forget that if you ever feel you need prayer for yourself or somebody close to you, contact Lisa, who will distribute your request onto people willing to pray. We also started the prayer ministry in the garden, the chapel, following our main communion service each month. The opportunity to pray with two trusted people about anything you like. And people are finding that very helpful indeed. Now, of course, just under a year ago, we had our confirmation service here for the deanery, and we had six of our folk confirmed here, a sign, I believe, that God is very much at work. And then finally, we held two services of healing and wholeness last year, which again were a great blessing, particularly as we encountered wonderful answers to our prayers. We have another such service coming up on May the 17th. This time it's called A Service of Healing and Reconciliation, where we'll be looking to God not just for physical and spiritual healing, but for healing in relationships too. But anyway, that is what Stream 1 is all about. Going deeper in our faith, the life of discipleship, to know Christ more deeply as we walk with him. Let's move on to Stream number 2. And this is all about our building. How can we best utilise this lovely building and improve it so we can do more effective Christian ministry? Of course, keeping up the fabric is very important. But I'm really pleased with the progress we made in this stream last year. Firstly, we cleared the Gardner Chapel and we've turned it into a special place of prayer. We had the carpets in the church room, the balcony cleaned, as we've already heard. And our project to implement this raised area here at the front of church has turned out to be very successful. Many people have said to me how they almost don't notice it sometimes because it fits in so well. As a result of this raised area, we have improved visibility of what's going on up front, in services and in concerts. The floor's more comfortable to sit on, and Little Elms were very pleased with that when they came in for their carol service in December, because they sit here on the front, at the front. What's more, I can now lead services out the front rather than being hidden away, which isn't very easy to lead a service when people can't see you and you can't see them. We had a great response to the fundraising, which meant that we've also been able to pay for the new projection facilities. And I think we all agree that this is so much better than the blockage and potential hazard that the old projector caused, although I must say that projector served us very well for a number of years. Looking ahead with Stream 2, how can we continue to enhance our place of worship? Well, I'm hoping to see some improvements to our heating, particularly useful for those cold January and February mornings. Richard Webb and Graham Newman are looking into the possibility of improving our heating. One idea is to add two new heaters at the back, but the PCC will be hearing recommendations soon. John Richards and Derek Polkard are investigating how we might improve the parking out the back so that people don't get bogged down in mud in the wetter times. There are some thoughts floating about a possible play area, a children's play area in the churchyard. That's all part of us growing younger. I'm also hoping to see some new pew runners in the side aisles. So there we have stream two, all about making our building as accessible, friendly and as atmospheric as possible. Respecting its historic nature, but improving its effectiveness for ministry in the 21st century. So let's move on now to stream three and then stream four. Stream three and stream four bring us to the second part of our goal, to make Christ known. How can we continue to grow in number here at St John's and to encourage more younger folk to join us? So these two streams are all about outreach to the community, and stream three is all about hospitality, inviting people out there to be with us. I mentioned the theme verse for the year, Matthew 5 verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. We want to be a beacon to the community, shining the light and love of Christ, attracting people to come to know Christ. You know, it can be a bit rude, or it can feel a bit rude sometimes, just speaking to people about Jesus when we don't have a relationship with them first. So this dream is all about building up that relationship, encouraging people to simply come to get to know us. Because once we're in a relationship with people, then it's much more natural to share what is important to us, namely the Lord Jesus. So the starting point in this stream is simply sharing hospitality by inviting people to be with us. Now, one of the things that we are very good at, I think, is welcoming visitors and speaking to new people over coffee after services. That shows that we have a natural gifting towards hospitality and Christian friendship. But last year, of course, we put on a great summer fair and Christmas fair. As well as raising funds, I thought those fairs were excellent in our hospitality. Slam Jam sang at both. There was a messy church area at both. Excellent initiatives as we seek to grow younger. The barbecue, the cafe, and the games at the summer fair also gave the day a very friendly feel. A lovely atmosphere. And I had a number of great conversations with people who don't regularly attend church. Likewise, the Christmas fair was an excellent afternoon with a marvellous atmosphere with the games, cafe and all the stalls. So thanks to all who helped, especially to Miriam and to Linda for heading up those. I ought to really mention a few other highlights from last year. The excellent Poppy Festival. The Light Party. The Time to Remember service, Open Church, the barbecue, the autumn concert, men's breakfast, ladies' lunch, and so on. Very different occasions, but all common in how they hold out the hand of Christian love and friendship. As I say, when people start to get to know us, they will see that Christians are not strange and peculiar people, at least not all of us. It's all about building up friendships, and then when the time is right, we gently share the love of Jesus. Now, if you think of it, we can all be involved in stream three quite easily. It's the easiest thing in the world to invite somebody along to coffee break, to ladies' lunch, to men's breakfast, to a church barbecue, to the concert, or, shock horror, to a Sunday morning service itself. You might be surprised, they might actually come along and find it enjoyable and friendly. But I want us to think about taking our hospitality to the next level. It's been my growing desire to see us host a really great fun day here in the church building to get people to cross that threshold. I feel this is particularly appropriate as we think about our 2015 Bible verse, all about us being a light on a hill. And I was thinking about doing this and when to hold it. And as I was writing it down on a piece of paper, I realised we hadn't yet got anybody to head up our summer fair. And I started combining the two ideas, and I thought, okay, no one to head up a summer fair. This summer, let's not have a summer fair as such. Instead, on the 6th of June, let's host a fun day, a fun afternoon here at St. John's. There'll be a lot of similarities with a fair. We can have a cafe at the back, hopefully spilling outside if it's a nice day, games in the churchyard, a barbecue outside, messy church up on the balcony, slam jam providing entertainment up here, some other musical items as well. I could do a 4-minute thought for the day. We can have a few stalls around, maybe selling jams, pies, cakes and so on, books. Maybe having a plant stall outside. So it'll be a summer fair, but with a difference, focusing even more on hospitality. Now, I know we might not raise as much money, but this is about mission, getting people to come into the church building and go away knowing that they've had a fantastic afternoon, going away having tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Later on in the year, I think another concert would work well. Again, that would be an occasion for hospitality, but hopefully that is where maybe we can make up some of those funds we don't raise in the summer. But last year's concert was a wonderful, happy occasion. I also think later on in the year, it would be important to have another light party, an alternative to Halloween. But we do need people to step up, to use their talents to help in those events and to organise them. Let's come finally to Stream 4. Stream 4 is also about mission, but this is where we go out of our comfort zone, away from our building, into the community to share the love of Christ. Now, we're already doing that with Holiday Club and school assemblies. We have another walk coming up on the 10th of May. That's a very easy event to invite somebody to. But this is what I'd like us also to do. Thinking of what's coming up in the summer fun day, and of course the Friends weekend, that gives us the opportunity to go out and knock on doors in the community to say hi and have a couple of invitations in our hands. The summer fun day, the Friends organ concert. And we can see if we get into a conversation. If we don't, we just leave them with the invitation card, they might come along. But if they see open, we can simply say as well, we want to remind you that St. John's is your parish church. If you have any spiritual issue or would like prayer about anything, please let us know. There might be a conversation that follows on from that. That might be a bit scary. It's also very exciting and adventurous. It might lead into a conversation about the Lord God. At the very worst, I'll say, no thank you, not for me. I think it's a very exciting opportunity to do mission this way because it also shows that we genuinely care. So I hope Stream 3 and the Summer Fun Day inspires you and that you'd like to get involved. And also Stream 4, going out to invite people and to offer conversation or prayer if it feels right. So I will be looking for people to head up the various activities and stalls for June the 6th. So please do let me know if you're willing to be involved, if you can organise a stall or cafe, messy church or whatever. But to conclude, let me remind you of my first PCC here. And I asked people to compare our church to a car. And everybody said, it's like a Volvo, sturdy and reliable, but cautious about taking risks. Well, it is my aim for us to be more like a Land Rover, where we go off-road and are a bit more adventurous. A Land Rover is still very sturdy and reliable. We won't be taking stupid risks. But I feel God wants us to continue trusting him by stepping out with a sense of adventure. We need to have that passion to go off-road for the sake of Christ and his gospel. At the end of the day, we need to remember that people are out there dying in their sin. They need a saviour, the Lord Jesus. And they won't find out about him unless we go forward in that spirit of adventure and faith. And God provides, doesn't he? I'm standing on the evidence. These four streams make up our strategy here as we endeavour to know Christ and make him known. Stream 1, going deeper in our faith. Stream 2, how we make best use of our physical assets. Stream 3, hospitality, inviting people to us. And Stream 4, taking the gospel and love of Christ out into the community. As Christ's body, we're called to do that together. Each of us using our God-given talents, working together with a deep passion for Jesus Christ and the gospel, which is the only hope for a lost world. I am very excited about the way I can see God working here at St. John's and in Elmswell. You know, I can see people growing in faith, and I've seen people come to faith. God is providing for our needs. So we can be really encouraged as we steer off-road in the adventure God has for us here at St. John's. Well, as we come to the end of the meeting, this gives the opportunity for people to raise any questions, either on anything they've read in the parish review booklet or anything I've said, or any comments. I can see to... Can I take Pam first and then Richard? Have we got a microphone?
Yeah, I'd just like to recommend that the letter goes to Trevor for his work with the tower lighting and the money he's raised.
It's already gone.
It's already gone.
Sorry.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you. Just to say, you said a lot of thank yous to all the rest of us here, and to say thank you to you and Lisa for your ministry and for your leadership of us, which certainly Brendan and I very much appreciate. And I know that we're not the only ones, so just to record a formal thank you, big thank you to both of you.
Well, thank you. Well, it's a privilege to be working here with you all. Would anybody like to ask a question or raise any comments? Richard.
Sorry. No, don't do that. It's okay. It's just a request for the PCC to have a look at the finances and at the amount of our charitable giving, to see whether that can be raised, perhaps gradually, to a figure approaching 10% of our income.
Jean is making a note of that, and we can discuss that at the next PCC meeting. Thank you. Any more? Let's just take a moment of quiet if there's no more, and I'm going to just reach for a Bible and read a couple of verses. One of my favourite passages from Ephesians chapter 3. Paul writes, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith." So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." So, Father in heaven, we do commit ourselves, we commit your church to your care, and ask that you build your kingdom here, bring people to know you, bring people to a deeper faith in you, and help us to go out in that spirit of adventure. For we do it in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen.